Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Billiards Day, gentlemen, on Saturday at Randwick. What are we looking at here, Jared?
Well, Jimmy, it's a time-honoured race day. Villiers, always a very good Group 3 race. Held up very well this year. It's a very good field. I thought Gerald Ryan, race 8, the Villiers, held the key to it. He's got the two opening favourites in Ellsberg and Steely. I'm very much with number 15, Steely. $4.80 with Top Sport. Gets a very nice draw, has strong winning recent form, and I thought got in very well at the weights and can handle a wet track if we get a little bit of that forecast rain. But I thought the better today was the last. Jimmy, we might need a little bit of your influence here for a Jimmy Smith top fluck option, because I think the price has been knocked off this morning. But race 10, number 5, Brooksmere, was 290 this morning, but it looks like a couple of people have backed that truck up. I thought it was a very good run first up on a heavy track. Was four wide when drawn wide. Nashua Willer was very patient, finished very strongly for a second, gets a nice draw. Looks like plenty of speed, sits behind that. I thought it looked the anchor bet for the day. So that's race 10, number 5, Brooksmere.
Look, I don't want you to cast any aspersions here on our good friend Tristan Merlihan from Top Sport, but what are you suggesting, Jared, that when you send your chip through the frost chat, what is the inference that you are making here, Jared Condon?
Well, I think that there's a let's call it market respect, Jimmy.
Right.
Market respect.
Okay. Market respect. There we go.
It must have been you finally logging in and being able to place a bet, and all of a sudden, look what's happened.
I think that might be it, because I have to put my hand up and say, when that text message came through with the tip from Jared, I was unable to shorten any horse from the events of yesterday at the cricket. So it certainly wasn't me on this occasion, but there is always market respect. Whenever Jared speaks and people follow, there is a definite respect for that money.
Well, we are trying to get three in a row, Jimmy. I just hope that you're not the one holding it back.
I tell you what, I'm going against you too, by the way. Before we get to that, speaking of yesterday's activities, Tristan, how was Movie World and Santa?
Movie World was a long, long drawn-out affair. We had a long day at the cricket, and when the rain starts to come after tea, the beverages start to increase in both quality and quantity, really. So we revved up there, and then we went to Movie World for the White Christmas Spectacular. My kids were very excited, and I trundled through the door. I was battling to find my ticket on the phone, and I finally got in there, and I timed my run perfectly. By the time I got there, the kids were lined up to see Santa, and it was about a 45-minute wait, and I'm in the queue. My three-year-old daughter, Charlotte, she was excited. She was pointing at Santa, and she was waving and all pumped to get the photo. And then we get to the front of the line, and the tears started flowing, and she wanted no part of it. And I felt exactly the same. So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, it seems.
Very good. Hey, I'm going to the Villiers too for my racing tip. I'm going with the other Gerald Ryan, Steve Alessio runner. I'm going to go with Ellsberg. Last start winner, forgive the run at Rose Hill. I was more excited by Ellsberg. So, Jared, you know, maybe my phone reception might be working just after 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, hey?
Well, both $4.80 shots. I'm wondering if maybe there's a little lunch bet that should be had on the higher position on the two.
Absolutely. Count me in there.
Yeah, I'm in for that too, big time. So finishing position too, we're talking here, right? Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, Jimmy's labelled it at 480, and I see it's just blown to 580. So you can see the market influence. Now, the other tip for you for the weekend, Jimmy, if you're cashed up out of Saturday, there is a race on Sunday called the Armadale Cup, race 7, number 8. There might be something to have a few bucks each way there. Little horse called La Tigressa. Hopefully she's going around there. Steps out the 1900. May well have been murdered in the last couple of runs, and might be a nice chance for a lazy Sunday cup.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.